You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete.
How can we use our gifts and talents in order to serve others? Discover more in week 9 of our series, Forward.
Alright, good evening, 7 p.m. service. Can you just give a high five to the person seated next to you? Today is Father's Day, so happy Father's Day to all the dads here tonight. Can you just lift your hands so we can acknowledge you, mga dads? We have some dads there, so congratulations. Can you just give them a round of applause, guys? Alright. Now, today is the 9th and final installment of our series called Forward. And anyone here, complete attendance, you were able to join the past 9 weeks when we had this series. We've had this series for 9 weeks. And if you're here for the first time, this series is all about going through certain parts or stories in the Bible that helps us have a better grasp of what a disciple is. It helps us understand of the qualities we need if we want to become a disciple of Jesus. And all these 9 weeks, these 9 installments, fall into 3 categories. Namely, follow Jesus, fish for people, and fellowship with believers. On the first 3 weeks, we talked about all that we need to follow Jesus. Spiritual disciplines, essential doctrines, life change, and all that. On the next 3 weeks naman, we talked about the importance of preaching the gospel to lost people. Why we need to go to the campuses, to our workplace, to our families, to our communities, and bring the gospel there. That being a Christian or a follower of Jesus, yes, we follow Jesus, but not just that, we also fish for people. We also bring along other people to follow Jesus as well, because everyone needs to hear of the gospel. And for the last 3 weeks, we talked about fellowship with fellow believers, wherein we got to know that Christianity is not a solo walk. It's not something that you should do alone na ikarosa. I'm all alone, I'm going to follow Jesus, fish for people all on my own. I'm doing this all by myself. It's not like that. We do it together. In the first few weeks, we've learned the importance of church community. That Jesus built his church, that he instituted or created something wherein the moment you get saved, the moment you receive Christ, the moment you become a Christian or a follower of Jesus, you are added to this family we call the church. And it's a good thing for all of us here today. Now, if ever you felt alone in your faith, if ever you felt, man, ako raw sa family na ako ang Christian, ako raw sa workplace na ako, or I'm the only one in my campus who believes in Jesus, worry not, because there is a family or this big group called the church that exists for all believers to come together and fellowship and do life together. And for the last installment about fellowshipping with fellow believers still, we're going to talk about the importance of shared life. All right, tell your seatmate, shared life. We've talked a little about this when we started the fellowship with believers part. In the church community, one of the marks of the early church was that they had shared life, wherein they would do things together. They would eat together, pray together, have devotions together, and they would help out one another as well. Much like if you would look at the family, like this family. Example, in a typical family, every member of the family has a role to play or has things that they need to do. They help one another. It's not like it's just the parents lang puro nga nag-work or nagtabang. Even the kids themselves, they have tasks themselves. They work and they help out one another. The same thing with us, since we are part of God's family, as says there in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19, says there, so then you are no longer strangers and aliens. Di na mo strangers and aliens, natawang tupad ninyo. Di na siya alien na. But you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. Says there, we are members of God's household or His family. We are part of His family called the church. And we all have an important role to play. We all have a part. If we claim to be part of a church community, one thing that I want us to understand here tonight as we talk about this last installment is that we all have a part to play. It's not just for the elite few lang sila ang bahala. It's not like if you would look at sports, like say basketball, for example. Anyone here, you're fond of watching basketball? Like finals lang, mumulantaw lang. Congrats sa mga GSW fans. Anyway, if you look at basketball, in that game, there's like 10 players playing and everyone else just watching. There's a whole stadium of people watching, only 10 players at a time playing. Christianity or being part of a church community is not like there's only a handful of people serving, working together, and the rest are just spectators. All of us here today have a part and a role to play if we are a part of a church community. And my hope and my prayer as we go through this, as we read through the verses, it will motivate or inspire us to get involved. Okay, to be a part, to be more hands-on and being part of a church community. So if your Bible's with you, kindly turn them to 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 10 to 11. Just 2 verses we're going to look mainly here tonight. It says there, as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks as one who speaks oracles of God, whoever serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To Him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. All right, so we talked about shared life, and as we read those verses, talking about shared life or the importance of outserving one another, one of those powerful pictures I can think of that represents it is this image right here. For those of you who are younger, you haven't seen this as much as some of the other people. It's called Bayanihan. It's a Filipino tradition or culture, if you could say it that way, wherein the community of a certain place would help out the people transfer their house from one place to another. Okay, of course, pag bahay kubo lang, pag semento din na pwede. So they would help out each other. Every time someone would move, maybe from one barangay to the next, even just simply from one area to the next, they would help out each other, carry the load together, and transfer the house. Okay, that's where we get the term, bayanihan. And the same thing with bayanihan in the church, it's kind of like that. We're in a church, it's a group of people who come together, who meet together, not just to have fun, not just to celebrate, not just to have a service, not just for devotion, but especially the early church, one of their marks was a shared life. They would come together and help out and outserve one another. They would carry the loads together. They would carry the burdens of each other together. That's why whenever someone would be in need, they would help out that person. And the same is true today. As we talk about being part of a church community or fellowshipping with fellow believers, I want us to understand that being part of the church community means serving each other or locking arms with other people and doing stuff together, doing life together, right? Outserving one another. Much like that picture over there of Bayanihan. Now, I know what some of us may be thinking. Why should we serve nga ba? Why should we put much effort, get involved, help out other people? Why do all that? We already have our lives, our own problems, our own messes. We already have our own things to do. Why go all the trouble, be involved, serve and all that when we're part of a church? Di ba okay lang nga mantain ako service lang in, out and all that? Why should we get involved when we're part of a church? The following things will help motivate us to get involved in the church community. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, it says there, as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. First and very simply, one thing that will motivate us to serve is that God gives us gifts. Okay, tell your seatmate, you have gifts. The verse tells us that God gives us gifts. After He saved us, when we become Christians, when we receive Christ, when we have been saved, it doesn't just end there. Jesus didn't just save you for the sake of saving lang. Okay, saved na ka, bala na, manana. But there's more to it. He saved you. After that, He connected you to this family called the church. Not just that, after that, He gives you gifts. Through the Holy Spirit, because of the Holy Spirit in us, we are able to access to certain gifts, which we call spiritual gifts. And not just spiritual gifts, but even talents and skills. All of us here today have talents and skills. Do you believe that your seatmate is incredibly talented? When they sing, pang sa video, okay, 100 sige ang puntos. Pag may pa-present sila na, sige, mag-represent na, mag-dance. Anyone here, mayo muloto na ba? Or mayo mukaon? Hilig kaon. What else ba mga talents diha? Design and all that. Whatever mga talents ninyo, mga secret talents ninyo, okay? Point is, we all have talents, skills, abilities, and of course, giftings as we read a while ago. God gives us these things because He has a specific purpose in mind. So with that, may that motivate us pa lang na God has a purpose or God has plans for us. That's why He's giving us these gifts. The word gifts there comes from the Greek word charisma, which means grace or gifts conveying extraordinary powers, distinguishing certain Christians and enabling them to serve the church of Christ. These giftings or spiritual gifts that I'm going to be talking just a little bit in a while, I have this quick list. This right here is just some of the spiritual gifts that we can get through the Holy Spirit. There's a lot more pa actually sa lista na, and it doesn't mean that one person can get those gifts, so don't think na palang you're gonna get all of it. There's no one person who has all the gifts, and not one gift is more important than the other. They're all equally important. And all of them is to be used to serve the church of Christ. It is used to serve others, which we're gonna look more into later. But very quickly lang, talking about the gifts, the spiritual gifts, says here, administration. Anyone here, you know people nga may like paperwork, they're very organized. Whenever they would do or run or coordinate something, it's okay. Okay kayo. Do you know people who are like that? Those are people with the gifts of administration. Secondly, apostle. Okay? These are people who plant churches and manage churches. Celibacy, the gift of celibacy. Some of you are pointing at it. Na, celibacy. This is the gift of being single for the rest of your life. Don't be sad. It's a gift. I'm not saying you claim it. I didn't say, kung di mo ganahan, don't claim it. Okay? If you're here and you're believing to get married one day, then go by all means believe nga ma-married mo. Single people. But again, it's a gift. The Apostle Paul, Jesus himself, they were celibate their entire lives. It's not for everyone, but it is still a gift. Discernment is the gift wherein even if someone pretends in front of them, they can just intuitively know what really is true from wrong. They have this sharp sense of discernment. Encouragement, these are people who are good at just motivating you, making you feel good. Even if down ka, depressed ka, one conversation with these people would help you want to get back out there, work, study, or whatever it is na buhaton imo. Next one, evangelism. It doesn't mean that if you don't have the gift of evangelism, you can't preach the gospel. So no one can make an excuse here na, Tom, I don't have the gift of evangelism, so I can't fish for people, exempted ko. No, it's not like that. Anyone can preach the gospel. The gift of evangelism simply serves as like a power-up. It will help enable you to become more effective in preaching the gospel. But again, all of us can preach the gospel. Exhortation, pretty much like encouragement. Faith. These are people who have the gift to believe for the seemingly impossible. You'd love to be with these people. Huh? Even if lisud kayo, more like impossible, the odds are against you. These are the people who are not afraid to believe God for the impossible. They would fight for it. No odds, no complication will hinder them from believing. These are those kind of people. The gift of giving. How many of you want that? How many of you want your friend to have that? Yun na, ulterior motives. The gift of giving enables people to be more generous. But again, just like the evangelism na gift, it doesn't mean if you don't have this gift, you can't be generous. You can't say, sorry, wala akong gift of giving, dili ko kahatag nimo. We can be generous. We can start being generous even if we say we don't have the gift of giving. Healing naman. This is a gift wherein when you pray for someone, lay your hands on someone, and as you believe healing for that person miraculously gets healed. And throughout the years, especially during our time of prayer and fasting, whether that be the mid-year prayer and fasting or at the start of the year, we've heard of many stories of people getting healed of different illnesses and diseases. So if you want to believe for healing or if your loved ones, if you know anyone you're believing for healing for, the prayer and fasting really is a great time to just refresh yourself, increase your faith to believe God for healing. Secondly, helps and service. We have a lot of people who have this gift. Right? These are like our volunteers who enjoy helping, serving one another or each other. These are those kind of people nga makapalipay nila, making others feel happy or making others feel blessed. Hospitality. These are the people with a gift of hosting, entertaining people. You love to have having people around in your home. Knowledge. These are the people who mahilig sa knowledge. Leadership. People with that gift na they can lead. Mercy, compassion. These are people who are into compassionate acts, doing acts of compassion for people. Miracles. The name speaks of itself. You have the gift to believe for miracles, much like faith. Missionaries. These are people who go out there in different countries, different areas to preach the gospel, to go and cause cultural missions. Pastoring and shepherding. These are people who have the gift that they enjoy taking care or nurturing or shepherding a group of people. Prophecy. These are people who can hear or discern the voice of God or the presence of God. God can just speak to them directly. And they can speak a word of encouragement to the people around them. Teaching. These are people who are good at teaching. If you love teaching, that's a gift. Tongues and wisdom. Those are some of the gifts. Those are some of the spiritual gifts that we can get through the Holy Spirit. And if you were amazed by just even one of them or you are believing for one of them, if you think na, even if wala pa sa life nimo, believe by faith. Ask and you will receive. It is through the Holy Spirit that we get these things. It is a gift. We didn't earn it. It is freely given to us by God. And the good thing is, God expects us to be good stewards of our gifts. God wants us to use the gifts He has given us. He doesn't just want us to keep it. Okay, let it be there for the rest of your life. Didn't mo i-open. No, He wants us to fully maximize our gifts. How can I say that? In 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 10 to 11, says here, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. A while ago, we heard God gave us gifts. And the next part says there, use it to serve one another as good stewards. So to be a good steward is basically to use God's gift for His purposes. And His purpose is for us to use it to serve one another. Imagine if magkata kag regalo sa friend nimo, Christmas gift. Tapos pagbalik nimo karon, pila ka bulan na nilabay, few months have passed. When you go to his house, you realize the gift has been unopened. Wala gig abri niya. How would you feel? Medyo sad, ay wala nimo giabri ang gift na ako or wala ni gigamit. Gi-effortan pa nimo pack, talay pa kasi plaza and all that. Diba? You would want that person to use or maximize the gift. The same thing, He wants us to use or maximize the amazing gifts He has given us. He wants us to use it to serve other people. Now, let's talk about service for a while. I know maybe for some of us, kapoy man magunaw na og serving other people. Let's talk about service for a while, very quickly lang. If we go to places like these, like a coffee shop, a restaurant, if you process something like your driver's license, your PRC, or your enrollment for the students, or if you go to a hospital, one thing you would want to have is good service. Tato ba? You wouldn't want to eat in a place that has terrible service. There's no one I've ever heard, they counted dari kay batik yung service dari. No one ever says that. We all want good service. But here's the question for all of us. How many of us want to be good at serving? We all enjoy, we have no problems, no questions asked. Gananta, okay ta, pag kita ang na-serve. We all want to be served. But do we want to serve? Isn't it medyo weird nga? Gananta servant, pero pag kita na, sometimes dili ta ganahan. We want the output, but sometimes we don't want to give the input. If we want to be served, may we also want or enjoy all the more serving other people. Let me put it this way. One of the descriptions the Bible says of what the church is like is that it's like a body. Imagine the church as like a human body with Jesus as our head, our leader. One of you is the lungs, the kidneys, the intestines. All of us here today are like body parts. For the body to function properly, all the body parts have to function together. Wala yung rest day ang body part. The heart cannot say, gikapoy ko, kay sorry ha, pawis ako, absence ako kajot. Or the stomach or the lungs cannot say, eh, di na ako feel karon, na-hurt ko ni intestine or something. Di ko ganyan, mag-imo-imo sa ako. All the body parts have to work and function together. They all have to come together and work together for the body to be healthy. If even just one part doesn't contribute, get involved, then the body becomes unhealthy. And the body may end up getting sick, getting ill, and eventually dying. The same thing with the church. All of us here today, if we claim to be part of the church, we are like those body parts. We all have our role to play and we need to take part of our roles. We all need to serve one another. If we say that we can do without the church, remember, if the church is like a body part, imagine taking, let's say, an eye out of the body. Can the eye survive on its own? No, of course not. It needs the body to survive. The same thing with us. We need each other to survive. For us to keep walking strong in our walk with God, for us to keep believing, holding on, and following Jesus, we need to be in fellowship with the church, with fellow believers. We need to have this shared life, and we need to serve one another. We need to enjoy serving one another. Let me take this time to honor some of the people who exemplify great service or the heart to serve, the heart to outserve one another. I'm talking about our volunteers. Our volunteers here, week in and week out, we all come here in this main hall, 10 a.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., 7 p.m., to enjoy the worship service, to worship God, to hear the word. We all come here and enjoy it. But the reason why we get to enjoy all these things on a Sunday is because Saturday pa lang, there is a group of people who prepare it for us. And these are our volunteers, our tech volunteers, our ushers, our kids teachers, our music team, and of course, our comms team. All of them working together to make sure that the Sunday service goes well. Our tech people responsible for making sure all the lines, the sounds, the videos. Our ushers, they arrange the chairs. The very chairs that you're sitting on right now, it didn't appear out of nowhere. Someone took the time, the effort to line up those chairs. I'm telling you, sometimes it takes a lot of time to perfectly line up those chairs. The kids' teachers, week in, week out, they prepare themselves with all the arts and crafts, the games, the word for the kids. Because just as we are having a service here today and hearing the word, there's a kids' room. They're also preaching and teaching to the next generation, to the kids. The music team, of course, every Sunday, they come here on stage leading us to worship. And behind that is hours of practice on the Saturdays, up until the evening, practicing the songs together. And of course, our comms team, documenting, recording things so that if ever you miss out a Sunday, you get to hear of it in our podcast. all these people, these volunteers, they work together to make it all possible. They outserve one another. In fact, just yesterday, for this particular Sunday, nag-set up sila mga 11:30 p.m. They prepared this place around 11:30 p.m. because our setup time is dependent on whether na mag-book sa place or not because this isn't our place. So just amazing that they would be willing to come here 11:30 or sometimes beyond pa to just set up the place for us to have a service. I'm just saying these things to acknowledge our volunteers. Come just give a hand to our volunteers. To all our volunteers, whether you're serving now or kanina. And of course, our Victory Group leaders, those who did one-to-one victory groups. And of course, some of our volunteers are still there. I said a while ago, we had our victory weekend. We concluded it this morning. And it wouldn't be possible without our volunteers and without our leaders. Without our Victory Group leaders who are discipling our city. Without those people doing one-to-one, preaching the gospel to their workmates, their friends, their classmates, family members. All these people here that you see in the picture. These are the people who give their time, give their energy, give their availability, or sometimes even their money to bless someone, to serve someone, to preach the gospel, to do certain things. That is just a glimpse, a snippet of what a shared life is like. These people, they don't just meet on a Sunday here. They meet in different days of the week. When I say serving as well, I'm not just talking about serving on a Sunday per se, but you can serve other people in the different days of the week as well. You can help out other people with their giftings and skills still. But if you do want to join any of our service ministries, you're more than welcome to do so. After the service, if you want to join our music team, you can approach them or go to our discipleship booth at the back, tech, usher, all right? If you feel like you have the best smile in the world, ang smile ninyo makapausob ug kinabuhi. If you feel like that's you, join the ushering ministry. If you want computers, all the tech stuff, you're into that, join tech. If you're into kids or you want to start loving kids, arts and crafts, all those things, join kids ministry. If you're into graphic design, photography, and all that, join the communications ministry. Because if you want to join any of those, just approach any of our leaders or go to our discipleship booth at the back after service. Okay, don't be shy. We all started as new people in the ministry naman. Eh? So we're more than welcome to have you in those ministries. Give it a shot if you want to join and get yourself involved. I do understand now sometimes we're just too busy. Sometimes there are seasons in our life now we can't really have that much time. But if you do have that time, if you do want to give it a shot, you just want to try it out. And I encourage you to do so. Okay? Just give it a shot. You'll never regret being part of a service ministry. 2 Timothy 1:6 says, "For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands." This gifts that comes from God, from the Holy Spirit, through the laying of hands, we are to fan it into flame. Mersag, in nurture siya. Don't let it die down, these gifts. Paul here is urging Timothy that those gifts that you got, don't let it die down. Fan it into flame. For those of you who mahilig barbecue, di ba? Kailangan nagsiga ang kalayo. It has to be burning for it to cook the meat. If you stop fanning it, it will eventually die down. The same thing with us, with our giftings and skills. We can't let it die down. We need to fan it into flame. And serving other people, being part of a service ministry, these are just some of the things that will give you an avenue or an opportunity to use it and to maximize it. Lastly, it says here, God is glorified when you use our gifts to serve. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 to 11 says, "In order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to Him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." At the end of the day, yes, our gifts is used to serve others, but ultimately, the final goal of using our gifts is to glorify God. If your motivation, if you want to glorify God, then serving would not be an issue. It wouldn't sound unappealing. It wouldn't sound like kapoy siya, stress siya. If we simply have that desire to glorify God, not to please other people, not to put the spotlight on us, but rather just to glorify God, just to honor Him, then we will enjoy serving. We'll enjoy maximizing, using our gifts to serve others. Because our concern is to glorify God, to please God. And I hope and I pray, church, for all of us here today, including all our volunteers, and moments that you feel like you get tired, and moments you feel you get stressed, as you're serving in all these things, as you're using your gifts to bless other people, not just on Sundays, not just during a service, but in any aspect, may you be reminded the reason you're doing it in the first place is to glorify God. What will motivate you to keep on doing it, even at the tough times, is the thought that you're doing it to glorify God. Talking about the importance of serving. I can't help but also share this. I can't afford to miss this out, that one thing that will really encourage us to serve, to glorify God, is that He Himself served us first. He Himself did something that we can never outserve. In the book of Mark, chapter 10, there's a story between Jesus and two of His disciples. See that John and another disciple. And these two disciples, they wanted Jesus, now when they died, they would be sitting at the right and the left side of Jesus. It's like they were looking for position. And Jesus corrects them and basically tells them this thing. And He said to them, "You know that those who are considered rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you. Whoever would be great among you must be your servant. And whoever would be first among you must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give His life as a ransom for many." Jesus said, the Son of Man, He Himself, did not come to be served, but to serve. What was He talking about? He said, "I came here to serve." He was talking about His death on the cross, His great sacrifice, the greatest act of service anyone could ever do, that we will never be able to outserve. Before we ever did anything, He served us first by dying on the cross for our sins, so that we may have a new life, so that we will experience complete and total forgiveness of our sins, so that we may have this new family called the church, and so that we may experience those giftings that He's blessed us with. He served us first. He exemplified it. So if we are here today and we claim to be following this person here, if we claim, "Man, I'm going to follow Jesus," and all that, then Jesus exemplified a life of service. And so it logically follows that we are to live a life of service as well. We're to live our life serving other people as well. Not just trying to meet our own needs, our own wants. I do understand we have our wants and needs and problems. We have a lot on our plates. I do understand that. But as Christians, God calls us not to be concerned with our own needs and own wants and our own cares lang, but He calls us to look into other people as well and help them as well. We are called to help those other people. We are called to serve others. We are called to serve others because Jesus Himself served us. As we wrap up this series, church, about moving forward, let me just end with this thought. If we want to keep moving forward every step of the way, then we're going to need to serve one another. We're going to need each other. We're going to need this shared life. It's only through doing life together that we get to walk every step by step moving forward. It's only by doing that we get to move forward. We cannot do it alone. We need shared life together.